This is Wade Refke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Epic Journey. What's the line? God laughs at the plans of men, right? Just days ago, we were basking in our luck as weather had whipped around the world and we'd made it to good skies, cool breezes, and whales galore on our watch. I tempted fate. I must have forgotten I was in Mexico where anything goes. Amazingly, I still count all of us lucky, but the day and now the journey has become epic. I woke up before the birds were up, as is my wont. At dawn, Mia was up and reading her email. Whoops, a message from the airline we were taking in the late afternoon said the flight was canceled to Mazatlan, the next stop on our way to Copper Canyon or Canyon de Cobre. I don't have a bucket list, but as a child of the West, born in Wyoming and spending my youth and any other chance I've had to be in the desert and mountainous West, Copper Canyon has been in my sights for decades. Don't take my word. Here's a skinny from Wikipedia. The Copper Canyon, nestled in the Sierra Madre Range, is actually several large canyons, boasting a grandeur four times larger than the Grand Canyon of the United States, although different in nature, narrower, deeper, and more verdant. Yes, you're hearing me right. Bigger by far than the amazing Grand Canyon, home of the Mariposa, the monarch butterflies on their migration, and more. There's a train that runs through the canyon. We had tickets, but we had to get there to make it happen. Calafia Airlines had canceled. Thanks for the notice, but then 3 hours on hold to see if we were rebooked got us nowhere. The website said nothing. No office anywhere around. We tried to book a ferry. No reservations possible until January. How about a cargo ship where we could sleep on the deck? No soap. We drove 45 minutes to the airport. Yikes, wrong airport. We drove another 45 minutes, now pushing on 11 o'clock. On every mile, we were looking for alternative flights. We get to the other airport. Calafia has moved. We wind our way around to there. Nada. No one around in this cavernous but almost empty newish airport. A half hour later, someone finally comes to the phone after called by the airport personnel. Next flight is not until 3 days later. Darn, thanks for nothing. What now? We found one flight, wildly expensive, where we could leave after 10 p.m., route through Mexico City, where we would be stuck in Benito Juarez overnight, and then get to Mazatlan in the middle of the afternoon. We headed to return the rental car after realizing that driving was 12 hours via Tijuana. Finally, we tried to figure out if there was a nearby city where a flight might have room. Bingo, we were able to get a flight the next day in Culiacan, in Sinaloa, only a 3-hour bus ride away. Now we just need to find a place to stay, but that seemed easy since we had been driving around Baja Sur for 6 or 7 hours already. Organizers always adapt. That doesn't mean it's easy. I'll be more careful about claiming luck in the future. As Mayhew said, this is one for the books. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.